was, I believe, 4 weeks ago, maybe? 4 weeks ago, that I was privileged to be with the Unitarian Universalist congregation in Vero Beach, Florida, to take part in Lee Page's ordination. What I'm going to offer you this morning says introduction of speaker in the order of service, but I'd like to share with you part of what I said in bringing what is called the right hand of fellowship. I believe the idea of that usually is an ordination service that you're supposed to find some minister who's, I guess, supposed to kind of seasoned a little bit. Don't know if that really applied to me or not, to sort of offer some words of greeting into the ministry for the chosen person who's being ordained. I also use the occasion to bring the greetings of this congregation to the congregation where Lee did her internship and where she and David also have a home there as well as the one at Sunapee. I don't need to offer my greetings from you since you're here, and you'll be able to do that in a little bit later during the coffee hour, except to point out that having been in ministry here for 17 years, I believe, Lee, Dave, your involvement with this church probably preceded that by about another 17 years or so. I know you came here, I believe, the early 70s, that when you began your involvement here? And I think Dave was chair of the property committee when I arrived, and Lee was into all kinds of things, and so it's wonderful to have us come to this occasion. So I'm going to share with you what I said 4 weeks ago in offering right hand of fellowship to Lee Page. In coming into ministry, Lee, you join a combination sorority and fraternity like no other, one that transcends the bounds of any one faith or faith community. Having known you as a congregant, as a student preparing for the ministry, and certainly as a dear friend, I'm extremely pleased now to greet you as a colleague and welcome you into the community of the professional ministry. You and I and all those who are gathered here I assume, know that ministry is not something that is reserved only for the professional clergy. I could not be the minister that I am were it not also for the ministry of so many of you wonderful lay folk here with whom I've been privileged to work and be associated for so many years. I know that you will also find this to be true. In fact, you must know that already, having been a very active lay leader yourself. But for those of us who have taken the step that you have now taken to ministry, we know a special kind of calling, one that is joyful and frightening, one that can at times make your life so full of meaning you will wonder how you can contain it all, and one that at other times will leave you feeling frustrated and empty. You will be given entree into other persons' lives in ways that few other professions or callings allow for it. And you will feel a human bond quite like no other. And yet at other times, you will feel profoundly alone. Persons will look to you for guidance and direction in their lives as they face some of life's deepest issues and most perplexing and sometimes painful questions. And you will offer what you can in the hope that it will be enough, even as you struggle with some of those very same issues and very same questions yourselves. For yourself. Now, all I've said to this point are things that practically any member of any clergy of nearly any faith tradition would recognize and resonate with. But Lee, you're also being ordained to the liberal religious ministry, and Don spoke to this a few moments ago himself. In this case, a liberal ministry that is expressed through a faith tradition and a communion called Unitarian Universalism. So you also become the bearer of a tradition. A tradition whose history you've had to learn over the past few years, and about which you've probably read more books and written more papers than you ever knew you were in for at the outset. This is a tradition, in our case, that grew out of and was informed by the values and the principles of the Enlightenment. Being the bearer of a tradition, of course, involves far more than the ability to recall history, as important as that is. It primarily means making that tradition real and alive and meaningful in the setting in which you will have your ministry. You enter the liberal ministry at a time now in a society where religion is often associated, fairly or not, with the forces of reaction and entrenchment and even a disavowal of the values and the principles of the Enlightenment itself. So I ask you to hold our banner high, whatever ways they become available to you, or whatever ways you make available to yourself. nearly 34 years ago, will be this June next month, that I took the step to ministry that you have now taken. The right hand of fellowship was extended to me. That happened to be in another faith tradition, but I found my way into this one soon enough. And I'd be considerably less honest with you and with all of those who are here if I were to say that I have loved every single day of it for those 34 years. You may well have your days, but you will think the same thought that I had on occasion, which was namely, what was I thinking? But whether it's ever been every single day or not, I have loved this calling, trusting well enough to be here, and to unreservedly welcome you into the brother and sisterhood that is like no other, one that has brought a very wonderful and blessed dimension to my life, and that I'm sure I would not have otherwise known. So the right hand of fellowship is one that I offer as an individual, since I only have one right hand, but it is my hope and my prayer that it represents an entree and an invitation into the many hearts and minds that will touch and bless you, and that you will touch and bless as well, as you continue on in your journey of the Spirit and in your journey to ministry. We welcome here, welcome to the ministry, welcome to this service.